This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here in Verona, Italy at PHP Day, and my special guest today is Mr. Marco Pivetta. Did I say that right?
Yeah, Marco Pivetta.
Pivetta, I'm sorry. Pivetta. Now, Marco, you've done a lot of traveling in the European area, and you've interfaced with a lot of the PHP community. Talk to me a little bit about how you see the community. Are there places where we can grow more? Is there something that one group's doing that others should think about?
Yeah, so I've been in the last months, last year, I've been around, we're talking about Czech Republic, Germany, Italy, UK. That's pretty much what I saw. What I saw is actually a lot of activity on PHP, very growing, very fast.
Excellent.
I know that there are other communities that are much bigger, for example, the JS community. Mm-hmm. That's just because everyone pretty much needs to know about JS.
Right.
And I think there's a lot of effort to make PHP communities grow. What I saw is a lot of pushing forward, particularly in Central Europe. Mm-hmm. And then when I got through to the UK, for example, I met an already active community. Mm-hmm. They're pretty much at the top, I would say, right now. And then in Eastern Europe, it's also interesting. I saw some very new groups, some people creating new conferences and so on. So it seems like in Central Europe, the idea of user groups and conferences is already something that is solid,
good,
accepted. Whereas in Eastern Europe, we start now with having more conferences, mm-hmm. Even though the activity in PHP has been quite a lot. Whereas the UK is pretty much leading, I would say. So far, they're pretty best organized user groups. I like it a lot.
UK's got now three conferences. There's Northwest, there's PHP UK, and I'll be speaking at PHP South Coast.
Yeah.
So there's a thriving community. But what I'm seeing from the outside jibes with what you're saying. I'm seeing, I'll be in Sofia, Bulgaria, again for the second time in 2 years, speaking at a conference. I was at WordCamp Europe last year, and this year I'll be speaking at the new PHP Bulgaria conference. So I'm very excited that I'm starting to see growth in the Eastern European area, and I hope that continues.
I'm actually talking in a couple of weeks at PHP Serbia, at Solid Days.
Oh, okay.
Serbia. So I'm really excited to go there again. I found that the Eastern European part is very welcoming. It's very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they need a push. So if you're from there, if you're listening to this, then just try and find local user groups, try to find conferences and join. It's a very exciting experience to do if you never did it. So
absolutely. And we've here at PHP Day, where there's been a lot of talk about community, and I did my keynote and it's all on community.
It was
so
really good when, yeah.
Why, thank you. But there's a lot of, and we've got a lot of the community leaders here. I mean, you're here, Jordy's here, Davy Shafiq's here, so we've got a lot of the community leaders. Beth Tucker Long is here, the people that are the role models in our community. So it's exciting to see groups like this bring in so many community leaders and make sure that the conference is community focused. Hey, you maintain the Doctrine package.
Yeah.
How did you get involved in that?
That was actually a very interesting story. I just moved to Germany and I joined the first conference I've ever been. I have been helping on the Doctrine mailing list, mm-hmm. trying to help people just getting started, teaching them the basics, for which sadly I don't have much time right now. But at the time I was really active in the community and I was actually going to the conference. I was really excited. And at the time, Benjamin Eberle, was maintaining the package, you know, just passed over the token because he's also very busy. And I remember that I went there, well, partly because I wanted to join the conference, never been to one, and to also meet him. I never met him either. So, and I remember at the time he was chatting with Jordi, probably, and I asked him something like, are you Benjamin and stuff? Well, you are the guy that is helping us on the mailing list. That is what he said. Oh, thank you so much for helping us. And after he made his talk about doctrine stuff, I asked him, can you give me something to do for the doctrine project? And he said, yeah, this is open source. Nobody is going to tell you what you need to do. You got to pick something for yourself. So that's pretty much where I started. I kept pushing. Doctrine is a, I would say, quite hardcore library. We favor clean code over usability. Mm-hmm. We favor that, so it's not that friendly for newcomer developers. So it took me a while of helping out to join the Doctrine core team, but then I actually got to help, and I feel like what we are doing is actually really, really helpful for the community. It's so if actually we're looking for people, if you think that you have the guts to help us out and you think that you can take unpopular choices, because again, we're favoring clean code over usability, then feel free to send me an email or something. So,
well, you say clean code over usability, but I use the Doctrine DBAL layer in all of my projects, and I find that incredibly easy to use. It just, it maybe it's just the way that I think, but it just makes sense.
Yeah.
In how to use it. So I don't know that there's that much of a learning curve, but you're right. Or Ben was right. You, in open source, nobody's going to tell you, go do this.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go look at what's the problem and say, okay, I'll take this piece of the problem and I'll go solve it. And you just, you know, the ones that are what we now consider core contributors to any open source project are the ones that keep coming back. You know, after they finish that piece, they go get another piece. So, but very interesting. Jonathan Wage is a good friend of mine there in Nashville, Tennessee. I don't know, he used to be a maintainer of the package a while.
Yes.
Long ago, I think Doctrine 1.
Yes, they started it at the time. I personally never actually knew the person that started the project at all. So I'm like third or fourth generation of maintainers now. So I'm actually a small fish here, but I feel like still have some responsibility, something to maintain here. It's a really important project for us.
As somebody that has used the work that you're working on, and it's made my life easier, thank you so much for doing that. Hey, one other thing that I want to talk about. Recently, we released an interview that we recorded back at ZenCon with Chris Hartges and Evan Curry of Rove. And you're a part of Rove, and you were there at ZenCon, but we got our wires crossed. You didn't get to join us. So why don't you talk to us about working at Rove. Why do you like it? Why do you dislike it? What kind of stuff are you all working on?
So at Rove, we are pretty much all consultants. So it's a very different job from being a developer, from what I can see. Since we are all considered pretty much experienced developers, we are only called out when there is really some hard decision or something very complicated to find. I used to work in companies that are pretty much web agencies or that have a very fixed product or a very stable product. And these companies, yes, they pay well and it's fine. You can get to meet people and so on, but I'm more of a technical interested person. So working as a consultant and especially with Rove that gets called out, especially for these harder tasks, is quite challenging. It's raising the bar, and that is exactly what I'm looking for. Just getting some new problems, some interesting problems to look at, finding out the correct solution and adding it to my knowledge package.
Well, you guys, I hate using the term rockstar, but y'all are kind of a IT SWAT team or a programming SWAT team. You don't call Rove until you have a problem to solve, but when you call Rove, you will get your problem solved.
I wish people called us a bit earlier than the problem came up.
You have a tendency to be firemen now. So.
Yes, now we are more like firemen than a SWAT. Well, a SWAT team is kind of a fireman. It's just more to the extremes. But yes, that's pretty much the idea. But yeah, so we usually tend to like join and we help out with complex problems that are actually stopping development. Like people are really stuck, they don't know how to continue, and they don't know the solution. Maybe there's a very easy solution and they just didn't know about it. So we are actually firemen, sadly, right now. I wish people called us for doing more architectural decisions, but it's obvious that you can actually take the actual financial decision to call out a consultant once you really notice the problem, and you don't notice it until it's actually evident, and that's
sadly that's the way
it's
our industry works.
It's a very normal thing, yes. So that's how it
software
happens.
Would be a lot cheaper to operate if they called in the experts before the building was
correct,
on fire.
Correct.
So.
There was a quote about it. What was it? You said it today in the
keynote. Yes, Red Adair. I quote Red Adair when he said that if you think it's expensive to hire a professional, wait until you hire an amateur.
Correct.
So, and that I think every professional programmer should have that on their business cards.
Yeah.
Because you really, if you're calling in, or if you're using, not amateurs, but if you're using not the best programmers that you can find, then you will eventually call the best programmers you can find to fix the problems that were created before. So, but anyhow, I put my foot in my mouth now with that one. Before we wrap up, same two questions I ask everybody. What's your local user group and what's the URL?
Okay, my local user group is the Frankfurt user group, which sadly I have not been joining for a lot of time because I'm obviously traveling a lot.
Yeah.
I wish I really could get back at those guys because they were rocking it. I can't remember the URL. I know the Twitter handle though.
That'll work.
It's the PHPUGFFM.
Okay. PHPUGFFM.
Right.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you for being a part of Voices of the Elephant, and for all of us that use Doctrine in any sort of way, thank you for everything you're doing for that, because you're giving up your time. You are the giants that the rest of us are standing on the shoulders of, and we really appreciate that. So thank you for everything you're doing for the PHP community.
Thank you for appreciating the job and keeping using our libraries.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.